It's a full moon tonight, y'all. It's the super moon, and we are on level 500 right now. We about to come into our final days of the Ratchet Mondays, but that's fine because we talking Black Ink Crew Chicago. Basic people have threesomes too. What? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hold up, turn up. I beat that bitch with a bat. Where the lights at?
Light us up.
Y'all gonna do it with the shoulders. Ready? Be like this. Ready? To the right.
What?
We done added some people to the after show.
Come on
we
now.
We added Jack Henny.
Come on now.
Rum.
Tito. You know Tito. You know,
and Tito. Not the one
we
from Jackson.
Tito.
Okay.
Tito in the building.
Tito, and we ain't talking Jackson.
Just because she brought the Jackson hair don't mean that we drank in the Jackson.
Bacardi Barbie is in this motherfucker.
Bacardi Barbie's in the building.
Hey, shout out to Carmen. Go ahead. Give me your shoulders, girl. Turn the beat up. Go get it, Carmen.
Bobby Ellie.
Hey, we got Miss Angela in the building.
Hey.
You know, we had to add some straight persona here. So we brought up from the Love & Hip Hop after show because it was our final Love & Hip Hop after
hang
show.
Out with
so
us,
had to stay. We needed him to stay.
I'm done.
He's done. Like,
yo, I'm done.
You quit?
No, son, it's over.
You quit?
Over for Stephon.
So I came to Black Ink because it's over, B.
Oh, mom.
It's like final blow up.
It's over.
The storm is over.
I don't even know why I put my hands behind my head. But
you know what? We're so happy to have you.
You look so comfortable, too. Just make yourself at home.
I've never been on the couch.
You look real comfy.
Get comfy.
Well, I could feel that Mad Lib in, actually, but I won't.
We will relax. Keep it clean.
Keep it neat.
Because y'all know Stephon my brother. So I know everything my brother
does. You know all the shit about Stephon.
Shout out to all the dudes all over the nation.
Why are you throwing the yos, man?
We already know.
I can't throw the yo.
I'm just saying.
You can't
it's
because...
Black Ink. We ain't talking about the yo.
We are not talking about the yo.
Anytime you're talking black, you're talking the yo.
I just said he was my brother.
I'm not mad at that. You know, you got to represent where you can. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
You know what I mean?
On SNL. Come on, live.
Hey, I watched it like four times.
We need to give a hands up for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a seal.
Yes. Everybody give a strong clap. Strong clap. I'm going to clap my hands and give him that bump, bump.
Give us a chance.
Like a stripper booty.
Boom. All right, so if any of you guys are coming off the Love & Hip Hop after show, just to give you guys a little recap. So me, Courtney, Stephon, we have retired, y'all.
We
will
retiring.
Not be returning for the after show.
That's what they say.
No, girl.
Done. Salute.
No.
Salute. I love y'all. And I love this after show, too. However, after this season, I will no longer be returning. Because my thing is, I have reformed. I am letting up on the Ratchet Mondays?
No more Ratchet Mondays.
It keeps you alive.
Girl, no.
It is the pulse.
The thing is. It does. No, honestly, I'm going to keep
out of the house.
Before, because I'm a little tipsy, but I'm gonna have a real conversation real quick.
Okay.
It definitely has given me. I always look at it like this: when they talked about the Great Depression in the past, I'm serious.
Said the Great Depression,
I am gonna bring
y'all.
Up this. They did. They brought the circus into town, and that's what kept people from the Great Depression. Right now, I feel like as America, we are in a Great Depression. And I know I'm a little bit tipsy off the Tito, but this is a real conversation. I feel like we are in a Great Depression right now, and I feel like reality TV is serving as the circus.
Okay.
Of the Great Depression of 2016.
I'm not mad at you.
So, and I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been kicking. I've been, hey, bitch, left, right, all that. For 6 years. And through the 6 years, this is what I've learned. This is what I've felt. This is what I have sat down and really looked at these producers, looked at these reality stars, had these conversations with these people, had that conversation. This is what I pulled from it. So with that, I know, like, I've been bullshitting with my fans. Because the thing is like, in the viewers, I don't even like to say fans, with the viewers, because I never meant to do none of this. Like, I come here every week because y'all my friends, and I just love talking with y'all about my favorite TV shows.
Apparently, within that
has built a fan base within this, or viewers. So I love y'all, and I'm sorry that you feel that I'm leaving or doing whatever. I'm not. I'll be back to AfterBuzz.
You are going
to
break so many hearts, Jesse.
AfterBuzz is my family.
Follow him, y'all. You got shit coming.
But this is what I'm saying. So I've watched y'all, I've listened to y'all, and I have taken into what you guys like and want and need, and I have a special something for y'all coming Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna release it.
It's my own show.
It's gonna be good, y'all.
If you love the people that I'm sitting with, they will all be a part of
it. Yes, we will. Yeah. We are here to support them, Jesse.
Let them know right now.
Any power to the people.
So y'all can follow me, hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
That's right.
Angela C. Styles.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet, y'all.
I'm Carmen Cameron.
And just remember, you're gonna hear this. Jesse's house.
Hey, we going up in his house, y'all.
That's cute.
That's a little creepy.
Come on, Jesse.
Turn up.
It's 2017.
Don't nobody got time for no other shit.
Yeah. And representation is everything. Who are you really about? We love that.
Well, you know who I'm really about? Well, you know, I've been hating on Van, but the thing is, when Van showed me his feet, I was like,
hey, man.
You was good with his feet?
You're a foot guy?
Here's the thing. I actually hate... They did. I hate feet. But I think it's because I must have a foot fetish that I hate feet. Wow. Because when I find some feet that I love, bitch, I will put them in my mouth, suck on them, talk on them.
Like a lollipop. Goddamn it.
Hey, come on. The weed be letting you know. Evil lurks.
No, you better bite a big toe. You better bite a big toe. And Ben had
his toes look soft. A prison man, they look soft.
Yes,
although
he does, Sarah Simon.
His toenails looked a little soft.
They were black. They were black, weren't they?
His toenails looked a little.
They look like they're going to bite, honey.
Nothing is soft looking about a foot with black toenails.
I didn't see the black toenail. I just saw the sharpness of it.
I saw a black toenail. I peeked. I was like, ooh.
As a straight man, I just want to say, having black feet, African American.
He has black feet.
Black toenails, that fungal situation.
You know what it is?
It's hereditary.
No, you know what he plays for?
And we can't really do a whole lot of
stuff. No, you have fungus in your toes.
You can do about it.
You can.
Thank you, Miss Obama. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Men just choose not to do anything about it. And they just be like, what?
This is
my
yellow
feet.
Like a little yellow box.
You can change that.
It's not the black toenails that's hereditary. It's all y'all like to play basketball and then y'all get basketball feet.
But y'all love us because we play basketball. And then y'all want to be mad at the basketball feet.
It's just sex.
Y'all want the basketball body, but you don't want the basketball feet.
No, I'm cool with it.
As long as you wear your socks and stuff most of the time, I'm not sure.
If your feet is black, no. You need to get the antifungal treatment and paste that shit on your
toenails. Love us. Love us. And suck a nigga toe.
I'm not sucking no toes.
I got the worst toes ever. They used to clown me in
college. Let's see.
We clowned you at your house. You didn't know.
That's why I keep my feet fresh. You know what I'm saying? You gotta nurse his feet
back to health so he can appreciate you.
Stephon doing sign language with his feet, y'all.
I saw this woman give this man a
He just bangs on us with his toes. Bitches, quick gang. That's all Duncan.
There's no way I had the flexibility to do it.
Lies.
Yes, how you know Jesse a freak of it. He's just doing the whole leg on his head.
Jesse leg was just behind his
back. Jesse teaching classes, y'all.
I sure do, but guess who?
Pilates?
That's fine. But guess who leg don't go behind his neck? Thank you. Who? Moving on.
Who? Jesse's my dude. I love you, man.
Step on my brother. Toes sound like the BET movie. JP Teddy.
Yeah, JP Teddy. You
right. All
right,
let's talk about it for
a little. It's a bleach and a pedicure.
Thank you.
What I didn't appreciate was Cat, Clown, and Cobra talking about, Van calls Charmaine the janitor. Cat, sit your ass down, girl. I appreciate you the first two episodes, and now I'm over you. I can't with Cat anymore.
She's not cute enough to act like how she acts.
That's actually the real issue here.
I said it.
Actually, that's the real issue. Because it's always
you need to up your cute now. You need a couple marks before you... we keep snapping on people like this.
Girl. Yeah, when you cute, you can get away with so much more. But it's like, Kat, don't get me wrong. You're talented.
Kat, you know what it is. Kat is cute. And when she started talking, she got less cute.
When that's she started talking, you realize you need to pull them titties up. You know, the abs is not really she, all that tight.
Or you just got to put out more.
You're doing too much.
No, she put out
no. She don't know who to put out. She just needs to stop talking so much. It's always like, I'm the Nicki Minaj and I'm mad. And it's like,
but you're not.
But you're not cute Have enough to say Charmaine? That kind of no. stuff.
I think she's cute. I think she's cute. I think her personality makes her me look
she
at her like...
She looks like a mole rat. Like, she is not cute. Like, she not terrible.
She put that blonde hair on and she thought she, like, came up.
She
like,
got
right. like, ooh, and it's I'm like, somebody it's, else.
She could be Miss Piggy third cousin.
No.
Damn.
I mean, but think about it.
She said third cousin.
A little bit.
I would say second. Third.
I think you guys are dead on.
Because third cousins ain't really cousins. Third cousins ain't really cousins.
That's
second.
Why it's deep, because you just the third cousin. Like, Miss Piggy? Miss Piggy is the shit because she's Miss Piggy.
Bitch,
so
you
if you like
removed.
Second cousin, you doing
once
some.
Removed.
Third
you a
cousin
once
you ain't,
removed.
You just a fat bitch in the corner. Like, you ain't nobody if you the third cousin.
No, you know what? No. Attitude.
You the fat muppet in the corner.
All jokes aside, attitude makes a big difference. You can be attracted to an aura over a personality. Like, your aura can make all the difference. So we're just saying, you know, humble it up a little bit.
Humble it up just a teeny bit.
You know, all jokes aside.
All jokes aside,
I always want to like Kat. I always do every episode.
Right.
I'm like, I want to like you. I want to love you. I love her. I love her.
She's independent.
I love how outspoken she is. I love how ambitious she is. There's a lot of good qualities about Kat. So we don't want to just be up here like tearing a bitch down. But goddamn, like, humble yourself.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Bad bitch.
Is there an issue because she's the only light skinned girl on the
No.
show?
Stop. No.
She's not light skinned.
Charmaine's light skinned. Charmaine's freaking
She
Creole.
More so like high yellow.
Every color.
High yellow,
yeah,
yes.
No, but Kat looked like she got a little white mixed on up
right,
in her.
Right.
I honestly feel like every Kat, bitch, every color is winning these days, okay?
Every
that light skinned, dark skin for females is
right.
not even the case no more.
That's true.
Let's stop right
more
there.
For, yeah, more for, I feel like it's more it's talked about with dudes. Not, than
yeah, females. Females ain't checked. Like, if your body is banging and you got your grind up and you just got a mouthpiece.
And your pussy pin.
Hey, and your pussy popping.
It's your pussy.
It
don't
agree.
Matter what color
I
you are.
I agree 100%.
Wait, hey, hold on.
Everybody's
I agree 100%.
I've never had this conversation with you.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever had some pussy in the drink?
He's had a lot of
tattoo. It's a drink
Kat
in Miami.
Kat is a tattoo. Rufus the Nick and Moe Rat.
We need prior pussy.
Hold on.
We having a pussy expert
This is a pussy
conversation.
To everyone out there and Stefan, has anyone from Florida, Miami actually had it? It's an energy drink called Some Pussy. It's bomb. It's delicious.
Not, no.
That's hilarious.
Some Pussy will charge you up.
Energy drink?
Some Pussy will charge you up.
I'm gonna order it online and
or
see if we can
sleep.
Get it into
the
after
right
show.
Pussy
I don't
pussy
want
right
some pussy.
No,
I want some pussy.
After this, you go.
Hide your wife, hide your kids.
I want to taste it.
After this,
all
she might want is some pussy.
I want to taste that.
That's some Donald Trump shit. You can't.
You want to taste some pussy?
You voted for
like
Trump,
that.
Baby.
I'm okay with tasting some pussy.
That's why me and you fucks with each other.
She my, like, it's going to keep her up, then shit, she needs
some energy.
If it's
going to
give me the energy that I think I might need.
I mean, that's better than cocaine. It's all natural.
Exactly.
First off, we're not looking at
some pussy or cocaine.
We're not looking at the brilliance of the marketing. Of this situation.
Listen to what the marketing is. Every month they change the girl on the cover of the bottle. And it's some girl from like a different place in Florida.
Because everybody knows that pussy you already had is not interested. You need new pussy.
So you need some new pussy.
And the question is, do you want some pussy?
The show
is
ruining my life.
And you're going, oh, I ain't seen this new bitch.
I don't want that.
Yes, I want some pussy.
Thank you guys for ruining
you know
any
you
chance
pussy.
Of me
I'll drink some pussy.
Coming across
my
life right now.
Listen, pussy is
trying
tough.
To be a grown up. Y'all fucking me up right
Fuck
now.
Off.
That was genius.
Moving on
They're
from
genius.
That.
Don't
that
ever give us Bacardi before.
So let's talk about some old pussy. So Ashley and Dawn.
Old pussy.
Tied, honey. Tied. Worn down.
She was not old.
Oh, my life.
She went to
Frederick's
Hollywood. She got her an outfit.
That bitch
she
had on
her titties outfit. She got her some
as far as they could go. Shin
cuffs. She was doing it.
Doesn't matter.
She was doing it.
If the mileage on your pussy is over 100,000.
We don't
your
know.
Car is old, motherfucker.
She didn't even have on the outfit. She had on a
the
set.
Mileage on her dick, on her man's dick, further exceeds
thank
that.
You.
So it don't even matter what her mileage is. The fact that she's still riding with this nigga is.
Angela, I love
they
you.
Driving.
I love,
they driving.
Like, yeah, I'm over.
I
her.
Love everything about what you're doing today. Listen. A man's dick can have as much mileage as it wants,
but a pussy
cannot have mileage.
Like a dick.
You don't know that.
A dick can
that.
Have as much mileage as it wants.
You don't know that.
Sexist.
No, this double standard you have, sir.
This is a world double standard.
King double standard.
If a pussy can drop a baby.
What a pussy can drop a baby, not have any mileage, and a dude still say, I'm out.
Ooh. I'm glad I got no chillin'.
Rude.
It's a double standard in this world. That's why we elected Trump.
We need the depressing song right now.
I mean, that's the best rationalization you gave to any of this.
JP Teddy 3.
All of that nonsense together.
I wasn't ready for the realness.
Followed by, that's why we. That's why Trump was elected.
Always be on the nonsense.
I'm going to bring you into reality, though.
Like you,
it sounds like
you can run up in like a racetrack, like 8 million vaginas, and it's all good. Sorry.
Stay with it. But
you tried for
that. That was for the homies.
But we got it for the homies.
Time out. Time out, goddammit.
That's for Ashley's throat.
Yes. Out, God damn it.
Yes.
Because don't make it seem like it ain't some dicks with some miles on it.
They
can't
oh, quite
get it up.
Fine, though. The dick can have miles.
Dick can have miles. That prostate ain't what it used to be.
Calm down. All right,
y'all. Hold up. Order in the motherfucking court.
Stefan's been a
order
home, but he's
in
renewed.
The motherfucking...
Dicks be having miles.
Sure
they
do.
Always have miles, but the vagina's not supposed to, and that's why it's fucked
that's
up.
That's true.
Who wants a dick without miles?
Who wants a pussy without miles? You don't want some virgin, unexperienced...
You really don't. Like,
yes, they do. Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
They
yes,
want
they
brand
do.
New, never been
you
used.
Like,
yes,
no, they don't.
Be like,
no, they don't. No, they don't.
There.
Pull the package in.
Let's stop right there. Why are so many strippers getting wiped?
Right.
Stefan, they said you voted for Trump.
They really wrote that.
Stephanie, Sarah Simon, you probably right.
Drop my Angie, keep it 100. Keep it 100, Angie. Why are strippers getting wiped?
That's a whole nother question.
That's
Jessica.
A different question.
Why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets?
But I'll let you keep it going. All
right, Carmen and Angie, look.
Bring it back to the middle.
Here's the thing. I know. I understand. Look, Stefan is my brother, okay? So when I understand why I bring him on to certain shows, because it's like Maury Povich. Y'all bitches want to know the answers. And this man got the tea.
I do.
That's he ain't got all the tea.
Oh, honey.
I ain't got to have all honey. The tea.
He may
got,
not have.
I got most of it.
He got a whole lot of tea, y'all.
He may not have delivered all the tea, but he knows of the tea.
He probably delivered half of it.
No, he delivered about 75%.
He sound like he knows the kind of tea that'll have him appreciating Van's girlfriend.
Okay.
Right.
Mickey.
Right.
Forget Van's girlfriend. We're going to talk
down.
About Charmaine in this radio show. Johnny.
Yes.
How much they pay you for this?
Johnny is, he is such a shady queen. I am not feeling him.
He needs a crown.
Seem like a shady
it's
queen.
Queens I love and it's queens I can't stand. He's one of them queens I cannot stand. First of all, you're not giving me enough fashion. You're not giving me enough style.
He was talking.
You're not giving
well, girl,
me.
That's why he's on radio.
He had on a jersey.
Exactly.
He was talking too much shit to have that unshaped up ass beard.
Hello.
That Woo. Shit was growing in from here on
girl,
up.
Get him.
I talked a lot of shit.
Was
I
get him.
He was reading Charmaine for filth and for blood and for boots, and I was not here
no
for
shade.
It.
Get him.
I think we're missing a point. Charmaine. Went on the radio show. She shit on herself.
No, he
the
shit
first
on
time.
Her and made her shit on
he
herself.
Shit, anytime
she was
somebody
so
put that
she
much negative energy to
y'all
me,
y'all know about it.
She did.
Y'all know what it's like to be in front
the
of the mic
time.
And shit on yourself.
Right.
Now she came back. She did a great job.
She had her cue cards, her flash cards. She did her.
He don't have
reading.
To be well groomed.
She did everything she needed.
He's
to
getting
do.
Money.
Right. But you know what? I can say I believe that. People that come into the position that Charmaine wants, they study for it, they work for it, they take years, they intern.
Yep.
So that was his humbling process. Like,
I think
you know
that's
what, bitch?
What
I'm going to break you down. I'm going to see can you handle all this pressure. And if you can, then you deserve a spot.
It's a way to break a bitch down
I felt
without being petty.
He is
and that's the part that I'm not feeling. bumping. He I don't care. I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to be suited and booted. You don't got to be fly fine. Right. I was being petty.
Okay. Nothing changes the fact that he is a forest of palm trees full of shade.
Yeah, full of shade.
But we moving on from him. We give him too much tea. We are going to talk about the fact that Ashley did have the dildo in situation because I'm confused. Wait, with what? The dildo and like
she had the dildo and the little mouth thing, and I was just kind of like, bitch, you ain't that freaky.
I'm confused.
If you would,
I know some straight dudes that be enjoying some playground.
Well, I saw this thing that I wanted to try one
in the bubble. You feel what?
Well, I did, let me clarify before y'all jump down my throat.
No, because you be anti all the time.
Wait, are you straight out of the lecture?
Oh, I love being here.
Have you ever enjoyed having your ass?
Yeah. We are here to enjoy the plastic in the ass.
You gotta forget the plastic. Would you ever let a girl eat your ass up?
Of course. It's a fucking course.
Happened
would.
Twice.
Okay.
Shout out to Nadia Castriota.
You called the Michelle.
That was back in the 90s, though. Back, hey, I'm a real nigga. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Oh, I mean, oh, damn. Wow. There's some bitch out there like, I defound that motherfucker Stephon.
You said her
world.
Whole name. You didn't even
listen,
say I'm
well, I never.
That's not her name anymore. She's married now, so she didn't, you can't even look her up.
That makes it worse, Stephon. That makes it worse.
Hey, I am who I am.
My pearls.
I didn't get this far by not having names.
I have clutched my Austrian eye.
But what I'm saying is, when a woman shows up with the mouth gag and the dildos, I got a question to do. Period, point blank. And I'm gonna say this.
Have you ever been gagged?
No, and I've never had a dildo involved
in a situation.
In the gagging.
No, just a tongue.
In the gagging that never happened.
Hey, are guys against toys completely?
Straight men should be.
Absolutely not. I'm a fan of
for you. Like yes. I once saw.
Yes.
Okay.
Did not participate.
Did not purchase, but saw and was tempted to purchase a hand grip.
For the boy.
You slip it on your hand and it has like nodules that come out. Listen, and it vibrates. Bitch. So when you hold the situation, it's zing, and then
that's
you have
good
your
foreplay. I would totally get that.
I live in Los Angeles, California.
I was like, this
with
seems
you.
Fun.
With you.
This seems fun.
I know that hand grip probably sells out here.
Yeah, it's probably fun.
I'm from Miami,
that
Florida.
That sounds fun.
You're not with it.
That sounds
not in the
that's why I didn't
thing.
Buy it.
Stephon,
I like
pre-braces and a motherfucking deep throat.
But it might be like the most orgasmic blackout ass like situation you ever might have.
I mean, like, everybody saw the Hangover, like, Hangover had too many.
So what you're afraid of is that you're going to get vulnerable and she's going to slip a finger in your ass, because that could be only the most scary.
I'm afraid of vulnerability. I'm afraid of
vulnerability.
I got my ass seen up twice. It was
he
awesome.
Is afraid.
He was unsure if he looked.
I am afraid of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I will admit on national whatever we are on.
National internet.
But here's the thing. I'm not like I won't even get a colostomy. What is that? Colostomy.
Like, you need to though, brother.
Yo, I can't be penetrated, B. Cordy, I love you. Cordy, I love you. I can't be penetrated.
You have to be healthy.
I grew up not ever being penetrated. Fingers. Say anything else.
You were penetrated by a tongue twice.
No, my asshole was licked.
Let the doctor scope it out. Moving on. So,
just trying to make me with the penetration of them.
Dead. And done.
She out all right. there. She well,
who is this
up.
Hooked connoisseur? Jen wants some more alone time.
I'm a hookah connoisseur, you know, because.
That bitch is like, I have smoked blueberry. Peppermint blueberry, strawberry blueberry together, mango mint blueberry. Like,
what's
it's
the
no
orange
flavor.
One? Yeah, the
fuzzy
orange
navel.
One.
It's no flavors.
Mango
you know, I've
passion.
Had it with the
I've
milk.
I've had it with milk, with wine, with water.
Tell them, boom.
You know, with vodka.
Boom.
I've had it with anything
boom.
At
you
the bottom. Yeah, with milk. You know, it's like kind
you
of
know,
a smoother. Because I'm a hookah connoisseur too. So, you know, one recognize another.
Easy on that lip gloss you trying to give niggas right now.
You
kill it.
I was trying to.
Easy.
Easy.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. I feel as though
hookah.
You know, hookah is my favorite pastime.
It's the safest way to, you know.
Wait. She sounds like a wife. She sounds like wife material.
But who calling you right now? Who keep calling you? Is that a client? Keep calling you like that?
I mean,
somebody
yeah,
try to
I
smoke
gotta,
some
no,
hookah.
I'm just
like,
saying, yeah. Your client keep calling you at 11
that's our hookah date.
Who that?
They be smoking hookah around this time.
No, but I'm like, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that?
JT Money.
I'm getting money over here.
Oh, bitch, well, where is it? Because I bought the hookah.
Ooh. Oops. Oops.
And that's why I like fucking bitches anyway.
And that's why your ass is in jail, bro.
She wants some pussy.
And you know what? That was the realest line
ever. She kind of wants some dick, too.
What was the line? What was the line? She was... Basic bitches do threesomes. What'd she say? That's basic. You want a threesome?
Yeah, what do you think that means,
shit.
Though?
You're not ready for
that
Nikki.
That means that ain't you're new shit.
You're not ready for Nikki.
Like, come up with something better.
It means
better.
Nikki can,
so
like,
basic bitches do threesomes. So what are we talking about? Four, five? What are we talking about?
She said she wants an orgy. She said, let's make it balance.
Let's do something for real.
She
said, let's...
She want to take, like, two other dicks that ain't even his.
Let's have a party.
She's about that
real.
Life. She's about that life.
My thing is, what does this mean? Are you having sex with her? Well, I mean, we exchanged lemons.
Like her lemon, but he did get he did get descriptive. He said her lemon from her mouth. I put into my mouth.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
So
was
you know
her
what?
Lemon her vagina?
You know what, Van? Here is fucking shout out to you.
No. Shout out.
Because you know what? More he men, said what? Men need to take your example in this situation. Mm-hmm. We ask so many times, can you tell us what's up? Guys come up with a million excuses. They tell us all the bullshit. But let Nikki be an example that if you tell us what's up, we might let you know that you ain't even on no freak shit yet. And if you step into my world, I might teach you some shit.
But let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. There's a quote from a movie, Few Good Men. I think it's Few Good Men. Jack Nicholson. Y'all can't handle the truth.
Bullshit.
Yes, we can.
Bullshit.
Yes, we can.
Y'all can't handle the truth.
Hello. Has Ashley handled the damn truth 18 million times after the fact?
And she's still putting on lingerie and putting out sex toys.
Still putting on drugs and being in handcuffs. She's handled truth after y'all done fucked him over, tossed him over, upside down, and around the corner all the time.
All the time.
And you came up straight.
Really?
You guys are just too afraid for us to react to you. It's not anything else but the reaction.
Dan kept it 100.
He did.
He kept it 100.
Shout out.
He got more than a threesome, obviously.
True that.
And he got his side bitch dealt with.
I'm not
Nikki
suitable
was like,
for a one woman. And Stefan, we watch this every week on Love & Hip Hop. You know this.
But people on Love & Hip Hop lie and bullshit because they feel like their girl can't handle the truth.
And that's what they feel like. Keyword, they feel like.
But when the girl finds out,
they
truth.
Still there.
We see for season after season after season, they'll still stay with Dirty Feet.
You don't know that, though, going in.
You would.
We ended Love & Hip Hop knowing, we don't know, but we know that Max probably has a side bitch pregnant somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to say something.
And we know that they didn't go into it because, her name?
Wait, hold on.
Brandy can't handle the truth.
Brandy can't handle it because he got a side bitch with a baby.
Hold on.
Stop. Really important question. JP20 wants to know, I wonder if Stefan whimpered when he was getting his ass eaten.
Whimpered? Get the fuck out of here, JP. Listen, JP. Real nigga you talking about right here. But I did enjoy getting my ass eaten. Yeah, fuck what you got to say. Whimpering. What am I doing? Whimpering. Nigga, are you whimpering, soft ass nigga? Stop tweeting if you ain't really ready for what's going on. You ain't even on my level of bitches.
I'm going to intercede with the anti-popular opinion.
Let's do it.
JP. Every nigga I know named JP was whack. Go ahead.
If women were more secure, oh shit, here it comes. We can handle polygamy.
No, girl, bye. I'm over that.
No, I'm gonna put a caveat on that.
Give me the caveat, you educated, sexy ass.
We can handle polygamy if it wasn't one-sided, because polygamy is cool until the dude is not cool with you also having multiple dudes.
And dudes ain't cool with that shit. Let's keep it 100.
Because that's what I want to be on. I have never met anybody that I was content enough with.
We need to be multi-amorous and whatnot. We all need to be multi-amorous. It's not like,
dudes that talk that shit, if you back them, listen, if you put the gun, pull a gun out and say, okay, cool, you can have that bitch now. I'm going to have Dave or I'm going to have Steve.
So,
they will be fucked up.
So
I didn't mean to say that.
So
y'all stupid.
So the real problem problem is human ego.
Absolutely.
Male ego.
I'm going to tell you, I know it's not male ego, it's female ego. It's possessiveness. Ego,
yeah. Carmen, I love you. But that's natural. It's 12 o'clock. It is midnight, y'all.
Oh, it's midnight,
and
y'all.
I appreciate the morning conversation.
I got some shit to do. That would make
that's real.
Also be
we live in a country that would rather believe the lie than actually hear the truth.
What can we say?
We live in that country.
And
most definitely.
Everybody, almost the entire world lives in that country. It's called patriarchy, but we ain't talking about that right now.
Woo! On.
And Trump president, so we gonna
love me an educated woman. Courtney Gittle.
Terrence tripping.
Anyway, so here
just
we go.
Just grab him by the pussy at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm going to bump through this, fuck and then we're going to talk about next week. All right, ready?
And I'm going to punch you
Carmen.
Back.
We missed
Carmen.
So much shit. Did we miss girl, so much shit? Let's keep going.
Terrence tripped, Kat, and the old girl, the other girl fought.
All right,
what's her name?
I think Danielle's tripping, but that's fine. But Terrence can be tripping, too.
Danielle's
ex-boyfriend, Ryan, invited everybody to go on a trip to DR, and now he's like, here we go again, that you going on another trip.
But get over it. Your girl's not fucking him no more.
But here's the thing, Terrence, you fucked him.
Can't do it.
Like, you can't do it.
So, because she quit her job.
You can't do it.
She needs to quit her job.
First off, she does need to quit her job.
It's not like a career. Like, oh, I'm a tattoo artist there. But you answer phones. Go answer phones at the law firm down the street.
Or if you a real nigga, you'd be like, baby, I got you a list of a bunch of new jobs that you can do. Nah. Fuck that. I'm not letting you go to work every day with the dude that you've been fucking and me and you together.
You only making $8.25 an hour.
Hold
so
up.
How
right. Speaking of, speaking of fucking, Ariel,
I got us.
Ariel and Ryan fucked.
Hey.
They smashed.
She wore that same dress she her whole fucking
from the lakefront.
She showed
from
the lakefront. She did the same dress that you wore.
Well, she'd been there for 2-3 weeks. So it's kind of like, how many clothes did you pack?
She got
so
she just recycled it.
Serious note, though. Kat's ex put her hands on her, torturing her, beat her. Hands. She was quiet
not for
and started
that.
Heading bow. Through the process.
I don't give a fuck how much I don't like your outfit or your hairdo. It ain't right for nobody to be beating your ass.
Here's what I don't agree with, though, Kat. Just because 4 is happy and in a situation... And you gonna all of a sudden see a happy man and that you used to fuck
but
with and then be like,
invited that bitch to the freaking
thank you.
Art show. Like, come on.
She invited
her. Hey, and listen, Kat has a right to stop coming. She's got a right to stop coming to shit.
No, Kat wants to show up.
You ain't got
to
show up at everything.
It's the ego.
Stop.
No. It's the ego because she wants to always be, I'm the bitch. I'm in the bitch in charge. I'm the one.
So guess what? I'm the bitch. You got punched in the face.
Exactly.
No.
I'm with you on that.
It was Kat's event,
though. She punched her in the neck.
It was Kat's event. Nikki is the outsider, kind of.
It's Kat's
event.
But Nikki is Thor's girl.
Stop.
It was Kat's art show. Right?
Yeah,
it was Kat's art show. Nikki came to Kat's art show.
Because she was invited.
Knowing that you used to fuck with the same boy.
That's Thor's fault. That's Thor's fault.
That's
Thor's
fault.
That's Thor's fault.
She didn't even want to come. She like, it took me a lot to come
here.
Like, I went.
Why it's not Thor's fault is because Kat's out here, King Louie, King this, all this, with all these other dudes.
True.
It's been years since we have fucked around.
That's true.
I'm bringing the girl that I've continuously
been
interested in.
It's been a season.
A season, a year, whatever the time.
That's long enough.
It's long enough for you to be upstairs with King Louie.
Yeah,
and I'm bringing the girl that I like, because we all know 4 ain't a fuckboy. I don't believe 4 is a fuckboy.
No.
He has fuckboy ways.
So,
a little.
If you ask Cobra.
Cobra
gone.
Oh, no, that's Van.
Cobra gone.
I'm sorry.
No,
Van, the last person to be talking about a fuckboy.
He...
4 is not a fuckboy.
He's not a fuckboy, but he kind of like...
But he's messy, because you wouldn't have brought your girl knowing you fucked the girl that's a party. Like, you're not
bringing
the girl to the party.
You know what it is?
No, but you don't think a girl... But you don't think a girl would be like, if you don't fuck with her no more, why can't I go?
No.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is.
You don't think girls are messy like that?
I'm going to tell y'all what it is.
Yeah, they are. They totally are.
Girls are messy like that, but
then you say, no, we ain't going.
4 is a conscious man. 4 is living in positive light. He's saying, you are my woman... I was invited to a thing because I'm showing you I'm loyal. I would like for you to attend with me.
And this is how I'm showing you. You come, I'm putting you
over. But you know who Kat is. And Kat is not going to be like, yeah,
and she's petty.
But he can't change his lifestyle because of who Kat is.
He's not responsible for Kat.
But there's no requirement for you to show up to Kat's art show in that event. It'd be different if it was a 9
No, I honestly actually think Four has a lot of respect for Cat.
Yep.
And I think that despite the fact that they didn't work out, he was like, I respect you. I'm going to come support you. But with me supporting you comes my girl.
Yeah, come on,
I think your eyebrows are on 10. I love them. And now I also want to say he's even said that he does have a lot of respect for Kat. He said that out of his mouth.
Way to spin that one.
So
it's back to that female ego.
Right.
It can only be me. Only I can be in my.
Kat needs to calm down. And listen, it's been over a year, right?
Kat,
get a dude.
Get a dude. Get a shit.
And stop being around me and my girl, nigga.
I'm just get a dude and be like, I used to. Because at the beginning of the season, she was like, yeah, I'm all for it. Like, he can only take me to 147th Street, and I'm trying to do bigger and better things.
Cool. Well, please go above 147th Street.
If you're the same girl that didn't feel like he was too small-minded for what you deserved, then go get somebody else that can please you.
And, bitch, you ain't never been to motherfucking New York, because if you're talking about above 147th Street, bitch, you talking about
above. No, Chicago. Chicago.
Oh, because I was like, New York.
Chicago. We got numbers in Chicago.
Y'all keep going.
If they not still spending cherishable time together.
That bitch, you in the bar.
It's a wrap. Bye. Point. Stop talking.
Y'all didn't even catch the cherishable time.
Can we go?
Cherishable. Cherishable.
It's so many words that are just used wrong in this whole cast. Shout out to Charmaine.
Hey,
because
Charmaine,
what did she
girl.
Say? What was her word? Oh. She gave us one. And it was
it not cherishable?
No, Charmaine said something very. It was like serendipitous or something great.
Yes.
And it worked.
It was very intelligent.
It was very intelligent, and it worked in the phrase, in the sentence.
She was trapped. She's trapped.
She's the only person that used a 4-5 syllable word correctly.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, though. That punch from Nikki.
Sequestered. She said, I ain't going to be sequestered.
Ah, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Excuse me.
Can we try to think of what that means?
It means
she don't want to be.
She didn't want to be trapped in
the house.
Yeah. She don't want to be isolated in a situation.
How many weeks ago did you think she heard that word before?
No, Charmaine has been to real school. Charmaine is educated.
Charmaine is a certified Catholic school.
Yes. And she went to
college. Certified.
She went to private school.
How you go to Catholic school and be a thot?
I know how they
I went to Catholic school. There was a lot of thots.
She was a
we know.
I went
you
to Catholic.
She's pregnant.
I went to Catholic school too.
You know, but.
All right, we gotta wrap it up.
All right.
So here's the thing. So then, shout out to Four, because this mofo, like I said, on reality TV, he got up there with a performance with Twister,
which is awesome.
That was dope.
Kat, you want to be mad, girl? Bye.
But congratulations at your art show. Your art was dope.
Hey, and let me just say about that fight really quick. I'm gonna sum it up in 10 seconds. In that fight, I was like, yo, maybe Charmaine was out of. Was it Charmaine?
No.
Kat.
No, Kat was. Kat got slapped.
Nikki.
I thought maybe Nikki was out of place
she was
a little bit.
Some steam.
She came over as the new girlfriend. I didn't think she was out of place at all. She was like, listen, I've been hearing that you got beef with me.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? You've been saying this, and this. Do you want to say that now? This is Chicago.
Question.
If you don't want to say that now, raise your hand and leave the fucking building, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You missed last week when Kat was the first one to let the other bitch know, like, I'm from Chicago.
Well, guess what? Kat started waving her hands. When you start waving your hands on a sister,
this not gonna go well, dog. This right here and this.
You got to know what you dealing with right now. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think that was Kat's fault after I looked at the whole situation.
Shout out to our iTunes fans. We apologize for this week.
This is a mess, y'all.
We're
trying to
straight up.
We appreciate y'all.
Hey, I'm so happy y'all had me. Thank you.
Welcome. All right, so predictions. The Dominican Republic trick next week. And then
we're
going to get Don mad at everyone on the trip.
Charmaine's
Don
tits.
Don is going to fuck a stripper.
And he's going to get her pregnant. That's
he's
my prediction.
He's going to fuck a stripper at his bachelor party.
And get
well,
her
why
pregnant.
Would y'all go to freaking Dominican Republic?
Because that's where they got engaged.
Ryan is paying for it. That's why.
And that's where they got engaged.
Has anybody on the panel been to Dominican Republic?
Yeah, but that's where they got engaged.
He is funny.
Has anyone on the panel been the Dominican Republic. I'm a Miami boy. Dominican Republic has always been something that we would do.
I heard you don't go there with company.
You shouldn't.
I heard you don't bring sand to the beach.
And if your girl knows you going, she needs to either be with you or know what's going on.
Or she must be down for the
cause.
Nikki.
I wish she would just be down and stop trying to act like.
She is down because she's about to marry him.
Oh, yay, baby. But she doesn't.
She is thirsty, impressed, and happy.
Oh, that's our video, y'all.
Bless it.
All right, we love you guys. Make sure you guys hit us up. We have us again on Instagram and Facebook. Love you guys in the comments. Y'all are talking too much. I can't even read it. I need to get some chicken wings, so we going Big Wings.
Vegan life. What up, vegan life?
A man can't control his dick, G-Growl.
Okay.
I believe that. I'm doing it right now. Straight up.
Stephon's trying real hard right now.
Straight up.
Stephon, where can everyone follow you?
Hey, everybody can follow me at I Am Stephon. Also, I do a lot of stuff for the community, man. Follow me at morefirenation.com.
Morefirenation.org.
I am filling in as Bacardi Barbie tonight, but normally I'm Carmen Cameron, and you can follow me at Carmen Cameron. Everything is spelled how it sounds.
Boom, Courtney.
I'm everywhere as Stuart Starlet.
Angie.
And I'm Angela C. Styles everywhere.
Boom, hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys really don't, like, pretend to follow, like, actually follow.
Follow,
I got something real special that I've been working on for you.
It's coming, y'all ain't ready.
It's coming real soon.
Yes, Jesse.
We're going to RIP Ratchet Mondays. Real soon, because we got something else bigger and better coming for y'all. That's love y'all. Peace out until next week.
And thank y'all for having my loud ass at this
fucking
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.